Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com.
Last week, we introduced the four principles of marriage found in Genesis 2, 24 to 25. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and unashamed. We looked at the principle of leaving. There's no greater human relationship than the one we have with our spouse. Second to God and before all others, we need to keep our mates at the top of our priority list. The second principle found in these verses is the law of cleaving. The word cleave means to pursue with great energy and to cling zealously, to hold on to for dear life. Imagine yourself on the branch growing out of the side of a cliff, and it's keeping you from falling to your demise. Your knuckles would be white from holding on so tightly. That's the word picture here for cleaving to your spouse. We need to take both of our hands and hold on tightly. We can't hold on to anything else and expect to make it. But cleaving also suggests pursuing. We want to keep working at making our spouses the loves of our lives. Cleaving is a marathon, and we're in it for the long haul. Have you ever caught yourself mutually coexisting? That's a phrase my wife Karen's come up with to describe us when we get so busy and disconnected that we become like two ships passing in the night. We share the same space, eat the same food, but there's no emotional, spiritual, or physical connection. We are simply existing as roommates and friends. The busyness of life has taken our focus off of pursuing each other and off of demonstrating love to one another, and that can be a dangerous place for us to be. Why is it that we spend more time and energy getting ready to go out with friends than we do to spend time with our spouse? Why do we weigh our words so carefully when we speak to strangers, but we let the words and the tones of our voice flow recklessly when we speak to one another? We men have a bad rap for neglecting our wives after we've successfully completed the hunt and capture. We were charming and alluring during the hunt, but once we have them mounted on our walls, we go out to pursue and conquer other challenges. And ladies, I'm sure you spent lots of time prettying yourselves up and concentrating on how to be cheerful and loving and careful, and then you too got married and things began to change. When we stop pursuing one another, we weaken the hold that we have on one another. When we stop trying to win the affection of our spouse, we stop trying to build and strengthen our marriage. And then we open ourselves up to danger, the lure of someone else coming in to pursue you or your spouse. Affairs are not an option. They are always devastating to you and your family, as well as to the family of the other person. They always lead to ruin and heartbreak. I want to challenge you to make a commitment to pursuing your spouse. I know it's going to take some hard work. It's a discipline. It's an exercise. But it's going to pay big dividends in how you love and relate to each other now, as well as to the legacy that you're going to leave your children and grandchildren. And talking about how to return to the first love, the Apostle John in Revelation chapter 2 tells us to remember, repent, and return. So I want you to remember the fun and excitement of when you were pursuing each other, when you were dating, how you planned to win the hearts. Spend some time developing new strategies for winning each other now. Repent for becoming lazy and taking one another for granted. When we don't do marriage God's way, we're sinning, and not cleaving is sinning. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask your spouse to forgive you, and ask the Lord to give you wisdom and power to pursue one another. Then finally, return to the deeds you once did. Guys, give her a call and ask her out on a date. Ladies, go the extra effort to get dressed up and look special so that you can spend some time together. Take time to connect. Focus on how you look, how you speak, and how you treat one another. Keep dating each other. Today's Pebble of Truth, if you want your marriage to last forever, you need to cleave, to hold on to one another for dear life. We have a discussion sheet out on the web for you. Make a great date night discussion piece. You can get it at www.pebblesoftruth.com. Until next time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.